And of course, Norman, but Linda will probably say more about Norman and me, who worked here, who become a very, very good friend of us, because that's the next door neighbour. And he used to do, the station was open 6 till 10, and it closed for the afternoon. Then he'd open again, maybe 4 till 6 in the evening. So he'd done like a split shift. But he's here already now, it's very, very good. Yes, and we were, it was nice to pop in there and have a chat with him, and he'd look after our pets when we were on holiday, and all different things. Just, it made it a better place to live. Norman lived at Crooken Hill. So, and I think he used to walk to Swanley or cycle to Swanley or get a lift to Swanley and come down on the first train in the morning, open the station, then he'd leave on the 10 o'clock train back, then come back again in the evening and back up. So he was kind of local to the area. He was a font of knowledge, Norman, with train tickets, and people wanted to go far distance, he'd just come and tell them, and he could route off the top of his head tell you where everything is. He was also the union rep for the area, but because of his knowledge and the way he dealt with things, he was well respected by the men and by the management, because he could put things over properly. He never went banging tables and things. Nah, he just done it. And we got to meet his family as well, his daughter and his son. I think his son lives in Coventry and his daughter still lived in Crooken Hill, but we've lost touch with him. Yeah, but he was just one of these nice blokes. It was good at his job, knew what he was talking about. Didn't have to put any airs and graces or nothing. He just told you what it was. And he was well liked, because people used to come to pop into the station just to chat to him. Well, I think he had worked since he left school. He started and worked on the railways. Nah, so he was real women right all the time. And he used to, on odd occasion, when I was on the right job driving trains, he'd turn up and he'd come in front of the cab and come for a train ride, which he really enjoyed. I can say that now because they can't sack me, can they? I mean, when we first went, he still had the tickets, paper tickets in the holder that he used to take out and stamp. It was warm. It needed a good painting and that, which Norman always said, but it was that comfortable. And it was used more as a waiting room for people through the day. When they come to wait in a train, they'd go and sit in there. So Norman, and I was against all the protocol and rules and that, but them things didn't count. He kept the people happy, didn't he? When Norman died, there was one young boy who was here for about a year, and then when he left, it just closed. Obviously, it just put a lid on it, and never then the theatre people coming, didn't they? He was here when we come here. I think he knocked at the door when we first come here, didn't he? And he told us who he was and that, and seen all the kids. He said, "Oh, you got enough kids in here."